This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Craig Kopp. It was a tragic, horrific car crash on I-275 in Tampa. A driver was going south in the northbound lanes on an early Sunday morning. He ran head-on into a car carrying four University of South Florida students. The fiery crash killed all five. And it was all caught on video by another driver in the southbound lanes. A caution here. Some might find even this sound disturbing.
What is he doing? He's on the wrong side.
The video is even more upsetting, especially when you consider that you are watching five people die. But the video has been used in full or in part by many news organizations, and here to talk about whether that's the right or wrong thing to do is Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute Sensemaking Project. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Craig.
Kelly, what's the ethical call here on airing a video like this or putting it up on a news website?
So I will tell you what I tell journalism organizations when they call me all the time. There is no one right answer. The key is to figure out what your journalism values are and then search for an alternative that helps you uphold those values.
Hasn't there been some tradition, though, in journalism that you don't actually show people dying?
But those traditions have more to do with sensibilities than real ethics. We avoid a lot of gore and graphic images here in the United States. That's not worldwide. In this case, there wasn't much gore, and the video itself wasn't particularly graphic. It was dramatic.
What about the idea of a journalistic purpose? What is the journalistic purpose of showing a video like this?
Well, I will tell you what Ann Glover, the digital media editor, said to me from the Tampa Bay Times. And the Tampa Bay Times owns the Poynter Institute, and they used the entire video. She said, that video shows what happened. It answers the question, what happened, in a way that no words could ever do. And isn't that what journalism is supposed to do?
Not all journalism organizations, TV stations, newspaper websites ran the entire video. Did you talk to anybody who's decided to truncate it in a way, and why?
So the Tampa Tribune used the video, but they didn't use the audio. And they did that because the audio in that clip is almost as disturbing as the video itself. It's emotional. Bay News 9 used the audio in the video, but they cut it off before the moment of impact. WFLA and Fox 13, they used the video in small chunks in their news product on the air. So almost every news organization in this market made a different decision around this one piece of video.
Interesting. I am assuming that videos like this increase traffic or audience.
Absolutely. In fact, this is one of the most viewed videos ever on the Tampa Bay Times website.
And this is only the beginning. There are cameras everywhere. These sorts of videos are going to show up more and more and more.
There will come a time when almost every day, new dramatic video like this is going to pop up.
Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute's Sensemaking Project. If these videos are going to be more and more part of our lives, what's a news consumer supposed to do?
We have a choice about whether we view them. Different news organizations are going to make different decisions, and you can pick your news organization that most matches your own values.